Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, May 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian forces are fighting back Russian troops to retake a string of villages that were used to strike the country's second most populous city of Kharkiv. Those gains could slow Russia's attempt to conquer the eastern Donbass region. Meanwhile, the latest shipment of U.S. military aid to Ukraine includes Phoenix Ghost drones, also known as kamikaze or suicide drones because of their single use. The drones are highly precise and able to track and identify targets from a long range. The Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit widened by more than 22% in March over the previous month to a record $109.8 billion. Strong U.S. demand for computers, vehicles, and oil from overseas helped drive the imbalance between exports and imports, though both have been growing rapidly after initially collapsing in the early days of the pandemic. The widening trade deficit also reflects pandemic-related supply chain constraints, which have helped push the U.S. inflation rate to multi-decade highs. And Uber says its revenue more than doubled last quarter from the year before. The ride-sharing company said demand for rides has rebounded from the downturn caused by the COVID-19 surge late last year, and the company's food delivery service grew despite restaurants reopening. Unlike its rival Lyft, Uber said it would not need to spend heavily to attract drivers because many switched to delivering food during the pandemic, and it's in a better position to entice drivers to switch to picking up customers again. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.